Welcome to the Instagram Story for Friday, May 1st. I'm your host, Daniel Hill, and this is the weekend edition of the Instagram Stories. Today on the show, we're going to hear from the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, as he talks about how Instagram is fundamentally changing the way they treat content from aggregator accounts, how it will no longer be recommended, and how to work around that. Additionally, YouTube is changing how they handle push notifications when creators post new videos. If someone has chosen to subscribe to your channel, but they've turned off notifications for the YouTube app, good news, there are other ways that they can see that you've posted a new video. We'll talk about it. Also, the CEO of Snapchat, Evan Spiegel, was asked directly about what it's like to have Meta steal all your best ideas, stories, glasses, more. We're going to get into all of that, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Let's be real. Nobody can actually keep up with AI anymore. There's a new tool every week, a new update every day, or every hour for that matter. My friend Jen Lehner sorts through all of it and sends you the stuff that matters for your business. It's called the Front Row AI Report. Weekly, free, zero jargon. If you've been nodding along in meetings pretending you know what agentic means, go subscribe. FrontRowAIReport.com. Again, that's FrontRowAIReport.com. Welcome back. Instagram announced this week that they are changing how they are going to deal with content from aggregator accounts. This might sound a little bit intimidating, but the head of Instagram explains what the change is and also exactly how you can work around it. Here's the clip.
If you're a creator or an aggregator on Instagram, there's a big change coming this week that you should really know about. Now, about 2 years ago, we announced that we were going to try to shift more reach from aggregators and people who repost other people's content to the original content creators. And the way this works is we try to take a look at everything you post over a month, and if most of what you posted is content from other accounts, we make it so that your account's content is no longer recommended to people who do not follow you. We don't get between you and your followers, though. But until now, we've only looked at the reels you've posted over the last month. So we're trying to give everyone a bit of a heads up here, but over the next month, we're going to start looking at your photos and your carousels as well. So if most of what you post to Instagram is someone else's content, your account is no longer going to be recommendable. That means that we're no longer going to show your posts to people who don't follow your account proactively. You can figure out if your account is caught up in this by going to account status and then checking for your status. If you think we've made a mistake, you can actually appeal and let us know that we made a mistake. But if you are an aggregator and you want to still maximize your reach, a few things to consider, because we know that aggregators are an important part of the ecosystem. One is remix the content in some way, shape, or form. Make it your own. You can do your green screen or your own words on top or your own commentary. The other is, if you don't have a way to make a spin on the content to make it your own, you can either repost someone else's content using the repost button, which gives them credit where it's due, or you can actually do a collab post, again, giving credit back to that original content creator, which we really want to make sure that we are valuing in Instagram and in ranking. So this is just one more thing we're doing to try and make sure we are going to be the best possible platform for original content creators. There's a lot more to come. See you soon. Peace.
Okay, so fundamentally, this is all about people reposting other people's content by downloading it and sharing it without giving credit to the original creator. The two ways around that are, if you do download someone's content, remix it in some way, add your two cents on top, indicate why it's funny or unique or valuable or important, or just commentate on it. Whatever you want to do, that's totally fine. The other alternative way you can get around that is by using the repost button, which has existed for some time on Instagram. So all of those are options. If you have an aggregator account and you're worried about this, I will link to the video in the show notes so you can go see it for yourself, along with the blog post from the Instagram team about it. All right, let's move on to the YouTube news. The YouTube Creator Insider liaison, Renee Ritchie, created a new video talking about updates to how notifications on YouTube work and a new way to search inside YouTube Studio. Here's the clip from Renee Ritchie.
YouTube is updating how notifications are delivered to make sure our channels actually reach our most engaged viewers and reduce the number of people who tune out and turn off all notifications for every channel. I'm Renee Ritchie, a longtime creator working inside YouTube, and here's what's up. Many people hit the bell and set it to all notifications for channels they subscribe to, but then don't end up engaging with these notifications, which can lead them to turning off YouTube notifications completely. Over time, that translates to many creators not being able to reach even our most dedicated fans. So here's what YouTube is doing. If someone consistently watches a channel or interacts with notifications, nothing is changing. They'll continue to get both a push notification on their mobile device and an update in their YouTube inbox, the little bell icon at the top right. But if someone hasn't watched a channel or clicked its notifications anywhere on YouTube for around a month, instead of sending push notifications to the mobile device, they'll be sent straight to the YouTube inbox, that bell icon. This change only affects push notifications to mobile. If you have all notifications turned on for a channel, you'll still be able to find all notifications for every upload in the YouTube inbox and will still see all the content in the subscription feed. YouTube's data has shown that when viewers don't receive push notifications from channels they're just not currently watching, fewer of them turn off notifications entirely. So by reducing notification overload, YouTube is keeping more viewers opted into notifications that they care about, increasing the ability for creators and our fans to just more effectively stay connected. And if you're curious to see how many views from your channel you're getting from notifications, go to YouTube Analytics, Traffic Sources. For Creator Insider, it's 2.1% for the last 12 months. For my channel, it's 1.5%.
I'm going to pause it for a quick sec because he said a lot of things there I like. First, as someone who hates push notifications to the phone, having the YouTube inbox, which if you go on youtube.com will appear in the upper right-hand corner as a bell, being able to look at the notifications that you would have gotten there instead of having them pushed to your phone is absolutely something I love. The second thing is the transparency. He was willing to give how well the Creator Insider videos are performing, as well as his own channel's videos are performing as a result of push notifications. And those numbers, I mean, 2%, 1%, not huge. So it's nice to know if you're struggling with this, you are not the only one. Okay, here's the rest of the clip.
To resolve audio copyright issues, US-based creators can now generate instrumental tracks right in the YouTube Studio Editor. The Replace Song tool in YouTube Studio Desktop will now include a new Create button. Hit it and YouTube will generate 4 royalty-free instrumental tracks that you can use to replace copyrighted audio in your videos and release Content ID claims. That's US and desktop only for now. Global launch and Studio Mobile are planned for later this year. YouTube is improving the way creators can find, interact with, and bulk moderate comments in Studio Desktop. Instead of just regular search terms, creators will now be able to find comments based on their topic or meaning. This makes search way more effective at understanding nuanced discussions and semantically similar comments without needing specific terms. You can click on a suggested chip to get started, use the three dots menu to find other comments similar to the one you've already selected, or ask specifically for what you're looking for, like questions about my gear or people asking for part 2 of the video, all to help creators quickly find and bulk moderate similar types of comments. The old search field is still there, now labeled keywords, but the new hotness is rolling out now on Studio Desktop, where you can find it in the comments filter. More info below, and let us know your thoughts and questions in the comments.
All right, that's it from the YouTube team. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the CEO of Snap, Evan Spiegel, is going to talk about what it's like to have Instagram and Meta copy all of the things you've released. Stick around. Welcome back. Before we get into the next section, I want to give a little bit of context. I'm going to play a clip from Evan Spiegel, who is the CEO of Snap, formerly called Snapchat. By way of background, over the past 16 years or so, Snap has created features and products that Instagram and Meta as a whole have slowly copied. Starting with Stories, Snapchat launched Stories in 2013, Instagram launched Stories in 2016, and from there they added Facebook Stories and WhatsApp Status, which are the same as Stories. Snapchat also pioneered Vanish Mode and View Once, which is something that Facebook Messenger and Instagram DMs eventually added. Snapchat launched the Snap Map in 2017, and Instagram added the Friend Map in late 2025. Snap revolutionized the whole selfie world with lenses based on face tracking augmented reality. Instagram rolled out face filters. When it comes to hardware products, the same thing. Snap launched Snap Spectacles in 2016, and Meta launched Meta Ray-Bans. This has been an ongoing joke, so much to the point that the CEO of Snap, Evan Spiegel, has on his LinkedIn profile that he is VP of product at Meta, which is a really funny joke. The more you think about it, the funnier it is. Here's a clip of him being interviewed where he talks about what it's like to have Meta take your best ideas.
Something that has always been really interesting to me about Snapchat is it feels like you guys have just innovated so much over the years. You guys basically just invent all the things. People copy you, benefit greatly from it. And it's just kind of wild to watch. And just like a few examples that come to mind, stories you guys created. You were very early on AR glasses. You guys launched spectacles before Meta got into the stuff. Swipe-based navigation, I think you guys started. The idea of holding to do a video versus a photo. There's probably a bunch. First of all, what's the next thing someone's going to steal, do you think?
Oh, gosh. Well, I just saw Instagram Plus launch. So I think that's the latest rip,
Which is a subscription.
Yeah, I think, we just hit 25 million subscribers on Snapchat Plus, more than a billion revenue run rate. So was, I think, probably enough to get Meta's attention that it's a good time to copy.
And the Plus, he's just even taking the Plus as the name. Oh, my God. Let me just ask you, like, as a human, how does it feel just to see this consistently happen to you? You guys come up with something awesome. Someone rips it off, benefits hugely from it, and you just have to keep doing that again and again.
You know, it's certainly better than making stuff that people don't want to copy. So I think, in many ways, it's a blessing that we've been able to continue to innovate, to make new things that really resonate with folks, and that ultimately people want to end up, copying from Snap. So I think it certainly beats the alternative, but it does, mean that we have to be really thoughtful about our strategy. And so I think, one of the things, it's been an interesting time for me to reflect a lot on, our strategy over the last 15 years, because, 15 years ago, we essentially learned that software is not a moat, right? Which is something that everyone is discovering today with AI, right? But 15 years ago, because all the software features that we could create were so easily cloned by our competitors, we started to think about how to build a more durable business, how to build a business, that had bigger and more effective moats. One of the first things we did was focus a lot on building ecosystems, right? Whether those are, the relationships between creators and Snapchatters, whether that's the platform we built around augmented reality, where, developers have built millions of these lenses. So it's very easy to copy hardware, software features. It's very hard to copy or to replicate a full ecosystem or a platform. We realized that the more that we could build a platform around our business, the more that we could build an ecosystem with creators and developers, the harder it would be for folks to just copy that. And then it also informed a lot of our thinking about investing in other places that are really hard to copy, including hardware, where it's really, really challenging, to copy our fully vertically integrated stack around augmented reality. So I'm certain there's a lot more to talk about there. But I think, we learned early on that software is easy to copy. And so it's really important to build more durable moats.
Okay, I'm going to stop the interview there, but definitely go listen to the rest of it. I will link to it in the show notes. That is it for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening and come back on Monday when we break down what the head of Instagram answered on his weekly Ask Me Anything.
Yeah, let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted the scene. Your friends liked it too. What you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram.